This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Google released some data on the diversity of its workforce after years of claiming the information was a trade secret. This note accompanied the data. Google said, "We are not where we want to be when it comes to diversity." Where are they? Google is mostly white and mostly male, which makes the company pretty much like every other company in Silicon Valley. Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
Not long after Ariel Zuckerberg was hired as the senior product manager for a San Francisco startup called Human, she was in a meeting talking about a new feature for their mobile app. She was one of only three women on the engineering team and the only female executive. The app would let you add a contact to your phone just by knocking it while it was in your pocket. And the guys on the team thought this was pretty awesome.
I brought to the attention of the execs that women don't carry their phones in their pocket. They carry it in their purse.
It's the kind of obvious but potentially fatal design flaw that could make an app not that awesome to half of their potential customers, also known as women.
I mean, this was what I know. this made sense to me immediately, but to the execs, it was like, oh, wow, I never thought of that.
Innovation blind spots is what Catherine Bracey calls them. She recruits engineers for Code for America, a tech nonprofit based in Silicon Valley, a place, she says, with little diversity and many blind spots.
You assume that you have all the knowledge you need to solve all these problems. You don't realize that your world is so small. Innovation happens when you have different types of people in a room together having arguments, but coming out with better solutions and better ideas.
In fact, there's lots of research showing that diversity helps a company innovate and profit, says Vivek Wadhwa, a tech entrepreneur and fellow at Stanford Law School.
If technology developers don't understand anything about their audience, how will they develop better technologies?
Because while engineers and executives at Google and other tech companies are mostly white and male, their customers are not. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.